Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Heroes podcast. I am your host, Dr. Paul Etchison. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving weekend and holiday and all that good stuff. I hope you got your turkey in the belly. Oh, man, dude. I love turkey so much. I love Thanksgiving. I like to take the turkey and I like to mix it with the potatoes, which I also mix with the corn, which I also mix with the gravy, which I also mix with the stuffing. And I like to just mix it all together like I'm freaking 8 years old and I don't care because that's how I like to eat it. And I still put french fries on my McDonald's cheeseburger. So maybe I need to grow out of that, but I'm never going to do it. Hey, it's November 27th, 2023. We're getting to the end of the year. So I'm back for a solo podcast. First, I got to share and just say thank you to the reviews that I've had since last time. I want to thank office manager Heather. She had left a 5-star review on the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Would you guys please go on there and follow up after Heather and just leave another 5-star review? I'm really trying to grow my listenership this year. That's one of my big goals and that helps. So I appreciate it. If you like what you hear and you like listening to the podcast, and I can't believe it, but I'm 6 years into this. I've been doing this for 6 years. Dang, that went by quick. Anyway, so office manager Heather, thank you so much. I want to say thank you to Sarah at Indie Practices. She had also left a 5-star review. And Junid, I don't know if I'm saying that name right, Junid Muhammad. I hope I pronounced that right. I'm thinking right now that I should have looked up the pronunciation of that, but I'm just going to go with it in that if I did it wrong, you will forgive me. But thank you so much for the 5-star review on the podcast. I very much appreciate that. We also got one from Simon Bricard, left a 5-star on Dental Practice Hero 1, which is still very, very much outselling Dental Practice 2. And I think Dental Practice Hero 2 is such a better book. It's so much better. If you liked my first book, you're going to love my second book. Go check it out. And then after you check it out, whether you liked it or not, leave it a 5-star review. No, I hope you do actually like it and you leave me a 5-star review. So I want to talk about something right now that I've been doing with my new Omni Practice program. If you want to check out the coaching programs, dentalpracticeheroes.com. I'm building a lot of stuff and man, Dr. Etch has got his video editing capabilities. I wouldn't say I'm getting so good at this, but I'm getting better at it. I'm like so happy with the product that I'm putting out and I am working very hard on this. I am not just trying to record some videos. I am trying to record some really quality stuff. And if you knew how much time it took me to make 10 minutes of content the way I'm doing it now, I hope you would appreciate it. Right now, I'm doing phone training. I recorded all my videos, and this is a module you can buy if you just want to do that, not any coaching or anything like that. You can check that out on the website, and there's also an option for my team to listen and grade your phone calls at your office. But this phone training, I'm doing it, and one thing I realized is that it's the same blunders in every single office. People make the same mistakes. And if you listen to your phone calls, you will barf. I guarantee it. Like, so I'm listening to some from my coaching clients. I reached out to one of them and I said, hey, we got to talk. And he was just like, he listened to him and he just couldn't believe it. And I said, yeah, man. But I'm like, don't feel bad. It's not just your office. It's every office. So I kind of want to do a little bit of just what is an easy fix that you can do for phone training. And what I've noticed is that the same questions come up over and over again in everybody's office and nobody knows how to answer the same, I don't know, 6 questions. So I'm calling them in my program, the dirty 13 questions that nobody can answer because they're just like, these are easy questions. They're not like, hey, like, what's the meaning of a life sort of stuff. This is like, I'm talking about like, hey, how much to get a tooth looked at if I have insurance or if I have cash? Seems simple enough, right? You would think. I think if you just go through these and you do these questions and you sit down and you figure out with your team what you want them to say. And if you want to see what I have my team say, please go to the website. But it's just easy. How much is a root canal if you have insurance or if you don't? And I'm not saying like tell them exactly how much it is. I think you should give a range and an explanation of why it's not that easy because frankly, I think our patients don't really think what we do is special. And I think they think everything's kind of a commodity. Like, hey, how much get a tooth pulled? Well, it depends where the tooth is and how hard it is to get pulled. Yeah, but how much? It's a back tooth. Yeah, that's not how. Yeah, it's my back lower right back tooth. Now, how much is it? Dude, it don't work that way, bro. That's not how we roll. Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. Paul Etchison, and year end is coming up, and if you've got the right CPA working in your corner, well, you already know what you're going to pay in taxes, and you know that you aren't going to be surprised come springtime. I see so many practice owners putting so much time into doing their own bookkeeping, payroll, and financial planning for the year. Your CPA should be someone in your corner, providing you with the tools to help make decisions regarding running your practice. And if you aren't getting useful and timely financials, you are essentially driving a car without a dashboard. I want to tell you about Bull Moose Financial, a firm specializing in dental practices that can handle all of your bookkeeping, all your financial reports, tax and state compliance, as well as giving you tax projections well before the year end so that you can plan and make changes proactively. I worked with Bull Moose for 6 years before I partnered with MB2, and I can tell you, they know what they're doing, and I never realized how much I truly needed a dental-specific CPA until I started working with them. So stop wasting time trying to do it on your own. Let the specialists handle that part of your practice so that you can spend more time growing your business. Reach out to Bull Moose Financial at bullmoosefinancial.com, and if you mention the Dental Practice Heroes podcast, they will waive the $2,000 onboarding fee. That's a $2,000 value. That's bullmoosefinancial.com. That's BULLMOOSE Financial. So that's a good question there. How much for a root canal? Cash and insurance. How much for an extraction? Cash or insurance? How much for Invisalign? Cash or insurance? Do you take blank? So do you take this insurance? That's a very common question that gets asked all the time. And it's almost like everyone answering the phone is like, oh my gosh, I've never been asked this. Or they've been asked it a million times and they never said, I'm going to get a good answer for this. People ask me this a lot. I'm going to come up with a good response. No, they're like, I'm going to blunder it differently every single time somebody says this. So just coming up with how do we answer this and talking to the team about it. And then like the last three is, hey, do you guys do root canals? Do you guys do extractions or tooth removal? Sometimes people say, do you guys like remove teeth? Do you guys do whitening? So this is what I noticed from listening to like all these phone calls, which it's so cool in the program that I have on my website is that there's something so beneficial about listening to a million of these. I feel like I can make these videos and I can say, hey, team, look at guys, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it like this. You got to say this, got to say this, that, that. And that's all good and stuff, but there's something so much more, you just learn so much better. And my team has told me this from listening to other people's phone calls. And I always advise, listen to your phone calls with your team because you got to hear yourself on there. Just like I went back and listened to my first podcast 6 years ago. Whew, barf. But you got to listen to these. But there's something so beneficial about listening to these phone calls. And I think it's something you should do. And if it's something you want to buy my product at dentalpracticeheroes.com. And I just came up with a really cool freebie that you can get if you sign up on my mailing list. I took all of the dental analogies from all of the interview podcasts that I did, and I put them into a book. And I had somebody transcribe them verbatim, which really kind of sucked because just verbatim transcription, it's not copy and paste. I had to clean up a lot of these quotes so they made sense in a text format. But it was cool for me to put it together, and there's so many, like I'm using them now. I'm using ones that I've heard before, but I've forgotten about them. So I've got this ebook. You can get it for free. You just got to sign up for my mailing list. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to send you like an email every single time that I release an episode. And if I have in the past, I don't want to do that anymore because I know you guys don't want that, and I've realized it. I'm sorry, but I do want to send out useful stuff. So that's kind of my new focus for 2024 is I just want to be a voice in the industry that is just very useful information that's practical. And I want to help dental practice owners like realize the dream that is of just reaching that point where it's time to like do what you want to do. And it's time to get that practice that allows you to have that amazing life so you can do whatever the heck it is you want to do. And why reinvent that wheel, man? I got it. So check out my website, dentalpracticeheroes.com. I made it myself. I'm pretty proud of it. And there's a lot of good content there, and I'm constantly adding to it because I'm recording all this content. My wife's all PO'd at me because she has an office upstairs in our house, and I needed square footage to make a video studio to do this, and I took over her room with her permission, but it was like kind of like a, yeah, I guess, and then she didn't like that my big like softbox light was like on her desk right next to like her, which to use her mouse, she had to reach under the tripod for this thing, so being the amazing husband that I am, I bought a wall mount and I have mounted it on the wall. And I don't use a stud finder when I do this. I just knock on the wall like my dad used to. And I put about 6 or 7 holes in before I hit the stud. Can you relate to that? I know you know. Yeah. Have you ever done that? I do it all the time. Not such a big deal when you're going to put like a painting or something in front of it and cover up all your holes, but I'm probably going to patch those holes like never. Yeah, I probably won't do it, but yeah, cool. I'm kind of in a weird mood where I'm just kind of going on tangents, but hey, phone skills, go ahead and sit down with your team, come up with answers to those questions. I mean, that is where the blunders are. It's all in those questions. I mean, there's other stuff too, and there's a lot more to answering the phone, but I think you could save yourself so much more time and you could just create such a better patient experience if you just went through with your team and said, and you don't have to create all the answers. Like, hey guys, we get asked this. What are we going to say? What do you guys all want to say? So we're all on the same page and we don't say something stupid. So easy stuff to do. Go and please leave me a 5-star review and go check out the new website and go get the freebie. And hey, if you want to reach out to me, go ahead and reach out to me through that website or hit me up at dentalpracticeheroes@gmail.com. Really excited about what 2024 is coming around and what I'm going to do this year with the podcast. And I hope that you are enjoying listening as well. And I very much appreciate all you guys. Let's have a kick-ass December and let's close out this year big. And then let's even come out bigger for 2024. We can do it. All right, everybody, take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Ty here doing with Colorado Surgical Institute. Dr. Brisky and myself have really enjoyed doing these podcasts with Dr. Etch and talking about everything clinical. So keep your guys' feedback coming. It really helps us curate what we're going to be talking about on the podcast. If you want to learn how to do live patient surgeries and actually do the work yourself with the guidance of Dr. Brisky and myself, come out and see us. We're in Northern Colorado. We're just north of Denver, and we can have you do anything from single implants to wisdom teeth to IV sedation to oral sedation, bone blocks and GBR and sinus lifts, vertical and lateral, and full arch with the whole digital workflow using photogrammetry, 3D printers, mills, and all of the above. So we're here to help. Reach out to us. You can call Chris Richards, our director, at 970-420-6148, and he will definitely have a hero discount for you guys because we love Paul and we love DPH.